Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, big show for you today. Some disturbing things that we have to talk about. Kelsey Bowler will be here in her next in the series of gender identity that she's doing for Independent Women's Forum. Bethany Mandel a bit later on the boys, the lost children of COVID. And we'll also get to some breaking news out of California. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, listen to this. Listen to the wording of this little piece of legislation. This is what is going to appear in 39 days on the ballot. If you live in California, if you are a voter of in California, this will appear on the ballot under something called Proposition 1. Listen to the language of what Proposition 1 proposes. The state, meaning the state of California, shall not deny or interfere with an individual's reproductive freedom in their most intimate decisions, which includes their fundamental right to choose to have an abortion and their fundamental right to choose or refuse contraceptives. This is Prop 1 on the ballot for the coming California elections. Now, you couple that with this story, also from California today. Assembly Bill 2223 has been signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. What does Assembly Bill 2223 do? It prohibits coroners from holding an inquest after fetal death related to or following known or suspected self-induced or criminal abortion. The bill would further clarify under the Reproductive Privacy Act that pregnancy loss through miscarriage, stillbirth, perinatal death, and abortion due to causes that occurred in utero would not be criminalized. So in these two different pieces of legislative attempts, and this one becoming law, Gavin Newsom signs the bill, but the other is a proposition that is asking the voters of California to say that the state shall play no role in whether or not abortions are occur. In other words, they're trying to codify the right for anybody to kill their baby for any reason. But this assembly bill that he signed goes one step further than that. The proposition gets the voters to stamp approval with it. And I'm sorry, California, if you approve this, you're going to hell. It's just, you cannot murder children in a moral universe. There will be consequences. But this assembly bill takes it one step further. The assembly bill that Governor Newsom signed and has become law will allow, and this is, I'm quoting Senator Melissa Menendez. She is a California state senator, Republican. She says, with Newsom's signing of AB 2223, if you attempt to abort your baby, but it's born alive, you can now let it die or kill it, and no one can investigate the death or hold the woman or person who helped her criminally liable. Melissa Melendez says this is grotesque callousness toward the unborn. Friends, for those of you who are biblically literate, it is taking the page from the Old Testament of those who worshiped the god Moloch. They were literally sacrificing their babies to this false god, thinking that they were doing some sort of good thing, killing their children to honor some god. In California, the god is the state itself. You can kill your baby as a sign that you are on the right side of the progressive Marxist socialist viewpoint that the state can kill children with impunity, can allow its citizens to kill children with impunity, that living children don't really matter. And I honestly don't understand how, if these two things become law and this becomes the practice, I don't understand how God can save judgment from Gavin Newsom and from everybody else who participates this any longer. We read in Scripture, for those of us that read Scripture, we read about the tenderness that Jesus has for children. And in the New Testament, he says, if someone goes as far as hurting one of the hairs on their head, it's better that we take a 2,000-pound millstone, what they used to crack up grain. They would have animals walk with it in circles, and it would crack up the grain into usable chunks that they could then, you know, make their flour and other things from. But it would be rather beneficial for that person to have that millstone attached to his neck and thrown into the ocean than to hurt a child. It can't be more clear. If you understand the smallest speck of morality, killing children is bad. There is no other explanation. There is no other argument. And we're not talking about children that may just be argued in other ways, just a clump of cells. This is allowing people to try to perform their own abortions. The abortion goes bad and the child survives, somehow miraculously survives the abusive, murderous idea to try to kill them in the mother's body. And if the child survives, it would legalize infanticide. You could allow that child to merely lay there, starve to death, be neglected to death, all of the immediate care that a newborn needs. And I just, this is evil. This is the face of evil. And here we have the man who, if Joe Biden doesn't run in 2024, everybody on planet Earth believes that Gavin Newsom is going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party. You have literally the man doing Satan's bidding who will be the face of the future for the Democrats. Friends, there are those of you listening right now that get so mad at me when I am this clear. You don't like the fact that I have pointed out that Democratic policies have led off the cliffs of insanity for a while now. I know that there are those of you that just fume that I dare talk about this because, you know, Kevin, Republicans aren't perfect either. I've never said that they were. I don't think that they are. But how can you call yourself a follower of God, a believer in a moral higher good, And for those of you that claim Christianity as your brand of faith, there's a significant compromise in your belief system if you can tolerate the idea that the future face of your party has made it legal to kill children without punishment. I don't apologize for bringing it to your attention, and I never will. There is such a thing as good and evil. And right now, the Democratic Party is the embodiment of evil in the American political system. There's problems all around. Different parties have different ones. The Democrats don't have problems. They are evil doing evil. Be different. Be good. Do good. Kevin McCullough coming right back.